Hey, welcome to a highly intermittent episode of Ham Radio. So I'm back in Montreal, and I kind of like how these podcasts, they kind of overlap with like I remember where I was when I record these podcasts generally. And, you know, I remember what songs I was listening to at the time. Like, it's just kind of neat. Like, sometimes if I go to a place I haven't been to in a while, I'll remember, oh, like I was, that's where I was when I recorded that one episode of Ham Radio. Or that's where I was when I was listening to this one band a lot. Or sometimes it all combines. Like, I was listening to this band, I was in that place. I don't know, it's just kind of neat. So I was just thinking too, I guess it was last year, last summer. I was really into that, I fucking forgot her name. It was just on the tip of my tongue, you know, fucking. I was walking through a district, take my breath away. Maggie Rogers, Alaska. So I just thought I'd do a little podcast just to make a little time capsule of this summer in fucking Montreal. Really hot, heat wave just passed. That's my main memory of this summer for like a week. It was insane. I'm just in this place, this Airbnb that doesn't have air conditioning or a fan or anything. And the room just has a tendency to heat up. And man, it was a heat wave to, like, it's always bad in the summer in Canada, but this was worse than usual. It was bad all over the place. Like, it was bad in Fredericton, it was bad in Toronto. But there was something a little extra with the humidity in Montreal, not even in Quebec in general, just in Montreal. Something about, you know, just the, something about the placement of the city that just humidity clouds just kind of got caught like a big cotton ball hanging over the fucking city. And yeah, it was so hot. Like, it's just because I'm not a very sweaty person. I don't generally sweat very much. And I grew up in the freezing cold of Canada, so I'm just not used to sweating. So it's such a weird feeling to sweat always, like to just sweat all day. And then when you finally can fall asleep at 3 or 4 a.m., you know, when it's finally cooled down just enough, but it still hasn't. Like, it was even in the heat warnings. It was like, don't expect nighttime to save you. If you're one of these old people that's prone to dying from the heat, this is when it's going to happen. Nighttime is not going to rescue you. It doesn't get colder in the night. You're going to die. So, like, just sweating even while you're asleep. And then just waking up, you know, you might have an hour that you're not sweating. And then sweating again for a week. It was crazy. It felt crazy. Anyway, that passed and that was just regular summer heat. So thank fucking Christ for that. Anyway, I thought what I'm going to play is I've done this a few times with Julianna Hatfield and with Kid Cudi. Where I just took an album and cut it down to its like very essential bestness. Which I think is generally always what makes an album better, of just like I kind of miss the olden days when you'd get a CD and you had to put in that CD and listen to the whole CD and really absorb what they had to give you, as opposed to now when music is digital and it's so disposable and it's so easy to just have too much music to focus on and it's too easy to discard it. But realistically, because of the way things used to be, I used to listen to a lot of shit, you know? I had a lot of CDs that did not deserve to be listened to all the way through over and over. They would have been better if they were cut down to like the four or five greatest songs. Even great albums like Elliott Smith's XO, I always think of. It's one of the all-time classic albums. I named a whole podcast after it. But if you cut it down to its best four or five songs, it's insane. You know, basically every album, even the all-time greats, is a stellar EP waiting to happen. So that's what this episode is going to be, is just a four-song blast from some band. And this is like a thing too. So I used to really focus big time on music. It's like, okay, this is the band that I like. Let's find out everything and let's go search out all the corners. Which back in the day, you know, you'd just get information from other people or from magazines or from fucking Much Music. It was like the eternal sort of quest. Stay vigilant. What can you learn about a band? And like, oh shit, this guy from this band is also in this band, or he's friends with this band. Cool. And you build the web. where the actual web, the internet, when that showed up, it's kind of too easy. It's kind of felt cheap to learn about a band. You know, it's almost disappointing. It's like some band that you never heard of yesterday, and you can just go on the wiki page and you know everything. You know all the relevant details, everything that's pertinent. There is no mystery. There's no, like, even just weird misinformation. Like, for years I thought Chuck Mosley, the original singer of Faith No More, had died long before he actually did die, you know, just because that's what I heard. I just heard that he died. So, you know, it's just yet another case of, like, things are technically better now, but I sort of miss the old days. Because, yeah, it's weird to just know everything right away. But I guess how that's kind of counterbalancing a little is that now I've kind of hit the point where I don't care, you know? I still find new bands that I like, but I don't delve in like I used to. Because, I don't know, it just can't be bothered. I mean, music pays off better than other things, like with movies and TV shows. Like, I'm just done. I'm just out. I'm just like, I just don't care anymore. I cannot be bothered with this. It never is worth it. You know, it never pays off. Whatever the new cool show is, it's not going to be cool in 2 years. It's going to disappoint you. It's going to fall apart. Whatever movie's the fucking thing du jour, no one's going to remember in fucking 6 months. Like, just why bother? Just why fucking bother? You know? Hey, rabbit. I think this happened. Two rabbits. It's late, too. It's like 11 p.m. It's just two rabbits in a parking lot. I think this happened last summer, too. I saw some rabbits, if I remember right. Cool. It's weird coming back to a place. Like, it's kind of nice to just sort of relive those little memories. But when it's only been a year break, it doesn't feel like there even really was a break. It's a little strange. It's not epic. Like, when I left Vancouver for like 7 years and then finally came back. That was epic, you know? These little year away journeys don't feel the same. But okay, I was watching this YouTuber, this guy K-Mac from Scotland, who just does cool little music comedy type videos. And he posted a list of like 10 albums that he recommends. And I didn't even get all 10, really. I just, whichever ones sounded interesting from what he said, I just kind of grabbed. I should probably grab the other ones. And this is one of those bands. They're called Ocean Size. I never heard of them before. This is their first album, though I gather from their Wikipedia they have 3 or 4. And see, this is the thing, is like, I don't know if I'm going to dig in, because I didn't even intend to really keep this album, you know? I listened to it, and I'm like, oh, that's sort of okay. But I thought I would just give it the once-over and delete it. Which is what I did with all the other albums, the other 3 or 4 that I got off his list. I'm like, yeah, I can see why this is cool, but whatever. But basically, I would just delete songs as I went. I'm just like, nah, nah, delete, delete, delete. But with this album, when I deleted, it was like 10 tracks, and I deleted like 6 of them. But then the remaining 4, I just, you know, listened to them again. And then I'm like, okay, that's enough. I got what I'm going to get out of this album. I should toss this. But I just kind of moved the folder, buried it somewhere on my computer, and I'm just like, yeah, well, whatever. Maybe I'll give it one more listen before I delete it. So I just let it sit for a couple months, and then when I put it back on, I'm like, shit, actually, this is really good. Like, that little, having it just kind of sit in my memory banks for a little while before listening to it again. You know, it really sunk in, and I'm like, shit, this is actually great, you know? What is this album? I don't even remember what the album's called, but it's the first album by Ocean Size. It's got some weird name. Effloresce? See, I don't even know what that means. Effloresce. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so where back in the day, if I had this one album that I really liked, or that I realized I liked this band, then I'd be like, oh, let me go get all their other albums, and let me go blah, 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 blah. Even though it just kind of never pays off. Like, it's just kind of never really worth it. So this time I'm not going to fucking intend to do any of that shit. I'm just going to fucking, here they are. Here's these weird little 4 songs from this band that I found through K-Mac, from YouTube, from Scotland, that I like. And that'll be it. It's just like, all right, cool, there's the thing that I like. Sweet. done and dusted. But I thought I'd make a little podcast about them. Just, yeah, like I said, make a little memory bubble of the summer of 2018 in Montreal, and that I was listening to these songs a lot. Even one of these songs starts with a nice little instrumental, then two kind of cool songs that are sort of, they remind me a bit of Mr. Bungle. Sort of a eclectic-y, not as much as Mr. Bungle, but the guy, when he sings, he definitely hits some Mike Patton moments. And then it ends with a really nice little, also gentle instrumental. But one of the songs is 10 minutes long, and it doesn't really get going until 4 minutes in. So I'm going to chop that song in half. Just going to make a nice little medley. Nice little medley of ocean-sized songs, and that's what I got. That's what this episode is. So thank you for listening. I'll see you again somewhere in the fucking glorious future. Thank you for listening. Adios. Thank you. tale.